Darren, can I help you?
Hey, Darren, it's Amy Nelson.
Hey, Amy Nelson, that was awful quick.
Yeah, I was just coming back from getting the team set up after lunch. So
Good.
I was on vacation when you called yesterday. I do apologize.
Oh, I think I called like a couple weeks ago, so don't worry about it.
Okay, how can I help?
Hey, well, I just want to take a look at our account. We seem to have slowed significantly the last week or two.
Mm.
And whenever that happens, I just want to take a look at it and see if everything's still set up correctly, see if there's anything new that's out there, maybe to add some other program, and just touch base.
Yeah, everything still looks great. I know the last time we'd spoken a few months ago, we had talked about possibly adding in a couple hundred in Facebook ads to give the account a really good push and give it more relativity. You know, that's definitely still an option for you. Give it a couple hundred in Facebook ads so it can give it that push and get things moving that way. But as of right now, everything else looks great.
Okay, can I ask you, for the program that we're on, with the search engine, you know, to help the search engine optimization,
yeah.
Is there a way to do that same program just for another area?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, talk to me about that, because I know when Richard set this all up, and it's been very happy with it, he only wanted Roseville and really close by to Roseville.
Well, that's all that package covers. So the local optimization covers about a 5 to 10 mile radius.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, really nice. But now that I'm involved in the business too, we need more work.
Right.
So tell me how that would work. Would it be like if I said, hey, can we move this out toward Orangevale, Fair Oaks, and Citrus Heights? Do you do it that way, or do you have just a set? Tell me what's available.
Okay. So you can do a completely separate location if that's what you choose to do. We can set up a separate location. You will need the documents in order to support that, meaning a separate address and a separate phone number in order to set up another location. If you need another phone number, that's fine. We can give you a call tracking number. No worries. We have that available. Again, you're going to get the same 5 to 10 mile radius. If you would like, how far is, or you said Orangeville?
Well, I just mentioned that because it came to mind.
Okay. So for example, let's just run with that for a minute for this example. How far away is Orangeville from Roseville?
Miles are like 20 to 30 minutes to drive. So I think it's like 5 to 7 miles.
Okay. So if you like what you're getting now with Roseville, and we put Orangeville in as the part of the service area, which I'm pulling up right now to see if it's already in there, but you want more relevancy there, a couple of the things that we have available to do for that is they're just covering counties, not cities here. So that makes sense. Okay. We can be a little bit more specific with the cities. And then if you choose to run the Facebook ads, we can target specifically for those areas, which is going to draw more relevancy into the Google profile as well, because everything retargets off of each other. So it works in like a big circle. Okay.
Do you think it would be better to just, the reason I hidden away from the Facebook stuff is because we're not very techie. Richard and I are not techie.
Okay.
So we have to do a bunch of, stuff on our, you know, on our Facebook account that.
Well, you don't. That's what we're here for. Okay. Yeah, you don't. You got to pick up the phone when it rings, which you're pretty good at. And, you know, you have to give us access, which we walk you through how to give us access. It is a good idea to upload new photos every so often, but so we have fresh content to work with, but we do the rest. We work the magic. We build the ads. We have AI help build all the content. We run 5 different ads weekly. It's a huge plus. And then we also have form fill. So with the form fill, what happens is the clients that are on your Facebook, they go ahead and they can fill out a form of exactly what it is they're looking for. When you get that client's information or that prospect's information, it has a short list of exactly what they're looking for. So you're able to address that in that first phone call.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason I suggest it. It doesn't require for you to be a super techno you know, superstar, right, as it were. But I understand. Yeah, and I understand what you're saying as well. Like, you're not the tech guru who's over here just, you know, starting new computer programs and stuff like that. And that's not how it's designed either. We have it designed so that you can be as hands-on as you need to be.
Yeah, I'm fine with answering the phone and selling the deal. That's what we do. So,
right.
Okay, that's cool. Now, real quick, just bear with me a couple more seconds.
No,
okay.
Take your time.
So going back to the territory thing, you said it is by city or it's only by county?
Yours currently is set by county, but we can set it by city.
Okay. Do I have Placer, Sacramento, and El Dorado now?
You have Placer County, Roseville, and Sacramento County.
Okay.
That's your assigned service area. You do have another option. You could run $300 worth of Google ads. And this is another position on the first page of Google. So it would be above the local map. These are very targeted ads as well. So the thing with these is that with these ads, it's, again, very city or state or – I'm not state, but city or zip code specific.
Okay.
We can be very, very specific with that. So we can bring a fair amount of work from a particular area. And like anything that we're offering you with this, if you don't love it, you don't have to stick with it. You know, if you're like, hey, we gave the Facebook a couple months or we gave Google a couple months, I don't anticipate you not liking it. I'm just letting you know, like with everything with Local Splash, there's no contract on it.
No, that's cool. Let's just do it as go pay as we go. And if we like it, just keep doing it.
Yep.
Okay. Remind me what the Facebook charges are again.
I had you at $200 for Facebook ads, and then it goes up by 100 after that, so it's really up to you.
Okay.
Google ads starts at 300, and the first month you get additional $130 coupons. You get $430 of ads for only $300. So
okay,
it just depends on which way you want to go with it. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the third thing with the territory, would that be the same price as we're paying for now?
Yes, if you want to start another location, I can do it at the same price point, yes.
Are we still paying $129, Amy? Is that right?
You are. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, can I have like a half a day to digest this, talk to Rick, and then figure out what we want to do?
I want you to decide right now. Decide right now.
Really,
right this second.
You are really high pressure. I know the feeling about you. I think you have – see, the thing is our per deal pricing, like our gross profit –
right.
There are $300, $400 inspections.
I remember that. You said it's under 500. Right. I remember
that. So it's not, so to me, coming from the mortgage business where you advertise and spend thousands of dollars and make thousands on one deal.
Right.
It's something, you know, for us to be aware of. But people have really good luck with the Facebook thing, don't they?
They do. Both Facebook and Google Ads. You know, we have a Yelp, we even have a Yelp package, but that one is a little more techie. You have to be a little more in tune with the messaging and stuff like that from the Yelp app. That's why I didn't suggest it, because you kind of let me know. But Yelp, we have a Yelp ad package at $4.99 a month, and that one yields beautiful results. It is a little bit higher investment, but you get $100 of free ads on top of it. But it is a little more techie, too. You have to be able to respond in-app, which we show you how to do everything. We don't just throw it at you and say, hey, good luck. Like,
yeah, I got it. Yeah, cool.
You know, but if that's something you're interested in, like I said, we have lots of options to help you expand.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do now. We're at that point where I got involved with him about 6 months ago on this stuff, and now I'm going to be more active, so we need more business.
Got it.
That's obvious. Okay, so the last question on the territory thing, for that price, how many cities does that include?
Again, which price? The 129?
The 129, yeah.
That gives you about the 5 to 10 mile radius. We don't give a limit on the number of cities. Like, he has it fit Placer County, Roseville, and Sacramento County. There's God only knows how many cities within that area. But, you know, we don't like the limit. Like, this basically is going to say this is how far they're willing to go. But the target with what we call this a local program. The target with a local program where it's just the local SEO basically and the directories and stuff like that is always about 5 to 10 miles. It's really determined by the end user, the way that Google has the local SEO set up. So if there's like a ton of mold inspectors, you know, near them, then it's going to show them before you if it's like, you know, a couple miles out of radius. But
let me interrupt you while I had it in my head.
Please.
So where would our base point be on the new package?
Would depend on the address that you give me.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we need an address in an area that we're not using already.
Right.
Okay. Do you guys demand like a business license or anything for that address?
It's not necessary. Like, you guys already have the license, right?
Yeah.
For the business.
Mm-hmm.
So no, not necessarily. You would just want to make sure like the insurance document or something includes it, that it covers that other address. Like,
got
it's a very
okay,
simple
cool.
fix, you know?
Cool. So I would just say, let's just give you my Citrus Heights address for the new branch, and it would go 5 to 7 miles radius from there.
Okay.
That sound good?
That can work. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good. I talk faster than you, so that's why I've got to be careful.
That's okay.
All right. All right. Thanks for the info. I'll call you back.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.